thank you to everybody, and thank you so much to the academia.
Thank you. Dan Primiani.
Hey, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you. I'm a teacher at academia. I'm a little late to the staff part, but I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for, you know, allowing this platform to advocate for our school. My name is Dan Primiani. I'm a fifth grade ELA and social studies teacher at the school. I'm also a bit of a jack of all trades. I run a few of our after school programs, and I helped Ms. Rivera set up our buddy program, among a few of our other programs we offer at our school. And one of the things, really envision, and I think a lot of our teachers envision for our school, is this: we have this, you know, this idea in mind of our students, you know, developing into bilingual learners and leaders. And I think one of the beautiful things about extending to a middle school is it allows our children the opportunity to continue their growth. This is my fourth year at academia, and I've been a fifth grade teacher for all 4 years. And one of the things that I always, it's beautiful and a little heartbreaking, is, you know, seeing our students leave at the end of fifth grade to go on to middle school. I've seen it three times, and it always feels like there's just a little unfinished business, that our students are just starting to really hit that developmental mark where they're leaping from being learners into leaders. And I think one of the beautiful things about, this middle school expansion is that it's allowing our children the opportunity to continue growing, developing all those skills that are going to enable them to make a difference in the world. I think we provide students with this wonderful base of Unidos, this clarity of unity and, working together with community. And I think all of our parents and teachers speak to it. I think, this middle school expansion, it just allows us that opportunity to continue allowing our children to grow. I'm, lucky enough to call these kids my students. Half the time they're teaching me about being a better teacher. It's a beautiful relationship. So, I can't express how excited I am, at the opportunity we might be able to move on to middle school. And, I know for a fact my fifth grade students are also very excited to continue growing, along their friends they've developed over their lifetime in academia.
Thank you. Michael Oliveira. Muted, Mr. Alvario. Sorry.
You guys hear me now? Hi. Good evening. My name is Michael Alvario. I'm the PE teacher, physical education teacher. I was also a parent a couple of years ago, and my daughter had to move on from fifth grade, so she was very sad. So I'm so excited that now we have the opportunity for those kids that are in fifth grade to move on to sixth grade, because we could continue the education of the dual language we've been going striving since kindergarten. It could keep on going up to eventually we would love to be in high school. So we said previously, we need at least more than 8 or 7 years in a row or 10 for that student to get that language. And now we're going to give those students the opportunity to be able to do that now in our middle school. But that's as a parent. Now as a teacher, PE teacher, I'm like blown away, because now I've got new facilities. I have a new gym. I have big area for them to be able to give our activities. Now that we expand to middle school, we're going to be able to give sports. Lots of our parents have been asking for that, and their students been asking for sports. So outside of the classroom, they're going to be able to be a part of a league, the DIAA, the league in the Delaware community. So we're going to be able to compete. And with this new facilities, we have all that space there that we could give this opportunity to our kids. So I'm overwhelmed with excitement, and I'm thrilled to be part of this new expansion. And I'm looking forward to this new school year. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Milena Perez.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say briefly that I am beyond excited about what's about to happen with Academia. It is like a planted little seed bursting into a beautiful sunflower. I can't be more happy for the kids, for the staff. They are amazing. Administration, of course, like, you know, everybody else has been saying, I've been a parent for 3 years. My daughter, she's in third grade. And I just wanted to say that Academia expresses a lot on Eagles. Like, they stress it to the max. And I also just wanted to say that, you know, my daughter, she, unfortunately, she has health issues. And I couldn't be more happier than having Academia on my side with allowing her to spread her wings with school, being social, having friends, you know, and they support every single step of it. You know, when things happen and, you know, under the weather, Academia is there. Every staff that, you know, is hands-on with her is there in support of her, not only just at home, you know, students and things like that. So I'm pretty, pretty excited about the next years to come. And hopefully we can jump into this high school and go up to 12th grade. That's it.
Thank you. Stephanie LaGuardo.
¿Me pueden escuchar?
Qué bueno. Can you hear me? Yes. Good.
I don't need translation. I would actually ask if I can translate for myself, if that's okay. Is it possible for me to do that?
Certainly, certainly.
Quiero ser un ejemplo vivo de lo que es la academia. I want to be a vivid example of what is academia. La misión, la visión de ellos, their mission and their vision. Es crear un estudiante, una persona bilingüe y culturalmente diverso. I want to be an example of what Academia's mission and vision is, which is to create a bilingual and biliterate person in the future. Estoy sumamente orgullosa de poder ser parte de esta comunidad hermosa. I am very proud to be part of this beautiful culture and community. Quiero hablar, verdad, de mi experiencia personal, que es que yo entré a la academia como una maestra novata, sin ninguna experiencia de Puerto Rico. I want to share my experience with you. When I came into academia, I was a novice teacher and I did not have any experience. Y academia, verdad, me adoptó y me mordió a la maestra que soy hoy día. Academia has shaped me and molded me into the teacher that I am today. I have grown so much with this school. He crecido tanto con esta escuela que estoy sumamente, sumamente agradecida. I am beyond grateful. He completado mi maestría y ahora mismo estoy haciendo mi doctorado. I was able to accomplish my master's degree and now I'm working towards my PhD. Oh, thank you to Academia. And lo que espero es poder seguir creciendo con ella. And all I hope is to be able to continue growing and continue to foster their mission and vision. Y lo más importante de todo, and the most important thing of all, is giving that gift of a second language to our community. Y dar esa regalo, ¿verdad?, de un segundo idioma a nuestra comunidad. So thank you so much, Academia. Gracias, Academia.
Thank you. Zula Ironside.
Hello, everybody. My name is Zula Ironside, and this is my daughter, Emily. Thank you, Miss Lulu. We love you. I want to just use the opportunity and say thank you to Academia and for letting us speak I'm a member of President Booster Club, so I try to participate as much as I can because I care. My daughter goes to second grade, and we chose to go to academia because we thought learning a foreign language is a gift that a parent can give to a child, and it is an opportunity. And parents are a big part of education process because it's like, you know, it's like they say it takes a village to raise a child. So it's a community effort, and this is why we all care and participate, and we try to involve as many parents as possible. So when school informed us that they're going to expand to a middle school, it was like a dream. But now as we are there, it's like really exciting. And we are committed and excited. I don't have a Spanish background, so sometimes it's maybe a little bit hard. But with an effort and parent participation, I believe that I see the progress in my daughter. And I just want to say all the teachers and all academia for that opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask if there's anyone else that would like to speak.
En estos momentos me gustaría preguntar si hay alguien más que le gustaría hablar.
Hearing no one, I want to thank everyone for participating today. The secretary will consider your comments in deciding at the conclusion of this process what decision to submit to the state board for assent. This hearing is now closed. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.